Welcome back to High School Counseling Conversations. You're listening to episode 37. Whether you're 1 week in or 1 week out from starting a brand new school year, I think all high school counselors could use a pep talk about now. If you're a brand new high school counselor or an intern hoping to be a high school counselor one day, head back to episode 22, which is called A Pep Talk for New High School Counselors. This one's for the veterans, the ones who are picking Chick-fil-A up after open house because they can't even boil noodles in attempt to make a homemade meal before their eyes slam shut at the kitchen table. Homemade meals are not necessary when survival is the foremost necessity right now. I always hear there's no tired like the first week of school teacher tired, but I'd beg to say that counselor tired is a true competitor of that. We're taking first place if I get to be the judge. Let's get into this week's episode. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. The work at the beginning of the year feels never-ending and pretty thankless, if I'm being honest. Students keep enrolling, and they have to have schedules, of course. You have no choice but to keep working against the clock to get them in some classes, whether those classes are their first or 40th choice electives. You feel the pressure every minute that they're missing class time. I don't need to remind you of that. The parent eyes in the lobby stabbing daggers into your soul are reminding you of that. The administrators coming to check if this student's records are also there, reminding you of that. You can't possibly work any faster. You are one human, one superhuman, let me say that. You are a superhuman high school counselor juggling all the things. You finish the schedule, then you use your broken Spanglish to point out El Gimnasio or La clase de matemáticas to your student who just stepped foot in the United States. You wish them well, and you hope they remember where to find you when things get hard. There you go, adding another new student to your list that you're already worried about. You're waiting and waiting on another student to be pulled into the system to get their records, only to realize after 2 days that they don't even live in this attendance area. More time on their educational clock wasted. You feel bad, but it's time for an administrator to help you sort this one out. Your mind flashes to the student who was homeless at the end of last year. You're wondering if they'll show up this year or you'll need to send the truancy officer or the SRO out to find them again. Let me pause to ask you a question. Are you a high school counselor specifically working with seniors this year? Then you need to check out the Senior School Counseling Bundle. Inside, you'll find 13 resources that are specific to working with 12th graders, from classroom lessons to events to presentations. You'll love the value inside this discounted bundle. Visit counselorclick.com/senior bundle to see more of these senior activities and resources. Now, back to the show. The beginning of the year is draining. You feel like you're putting out more fires than you are truly moving mountains for students. It doesn't always feel like you're using counseling skills, but let me reassure you, I know that you are. When that student is sitting in your office silently, so nervous as you're making their schedule, the small talk you make with them and the intentional questions you ask them, those are developing a rapport and making you a safe place for more meaningful conversations later down the road. It is purposeful. Whether you're in the frantic hustle and bustle of those first 3 or 4 weeks, you know, where you haven't stopped to go to the bathroom or to eat your lunch or to check how many laps you've made around the school, stop and take a breath. Look at a student in the eyes and ask them a real meaningful question. It'll bring life back into your counselor heart. Hang a quote that you like on your computer screen or listen to a song during lunch to ground yourself again. Keep a picture of your own kids on your desk. Remember your whys when you're there. I bet your whys include helping students, knowing students, being a dependable adult for these students. Your why is probably student-focused. If you find yourself drowning in the schedules, paperwork, phone calls, transcript audits, stop. Go walk through the cafeteria. Go check on a student from last year. Pop into a random classroom to introduce yourself. Connect with students. This was always a game changer for me on those days when I felt the most bogged down. When you leave work, you best be going to bed early. Even if you only had a little bit of time off this summer, let's agree that no amount of rest can preemptively prepare you for this level of exhaustion. You may even find yourself going to bed when it's still daylight. That is okay. I've always found this to be one of the hardest times to separate work from home. It feels like, if I can just get ahead or if I can just get caught up, my work life will be more bearable. I found that there will always be more work to be done. So even just peeking at my email at night did nothing to help me for the next day. But you know your limits. I'll let you make that decision for yourself. I hope this episode has been a mix of realness plus a positive pep talk, something short and sweet. I want you to know it's definitely not easy right now. I think it's the most challenging because you most likely find yourself not working in your zone of genius. You're staring at a computer, shooting emails around the district, and answering the most random of questions like, how much does lunch cost and how do I get money on that account? Or where do I get fitted for my cheerleading uniform? Or how do I get my Chromebook password reset? If you haven't figured it out already, school counselors know everything there is to know in the world. What a compliment. You have to find ways to incorporate little glimmers of hope and energy into this short season. This too shall pass. It's a short season, like I said, but you are knee deep in it right now. Maybe even underwater drowning. Remember that once everything is settled, once everyone is settled and in classrooms, you will be able to breathe again. Your very full caseload of hundreds of students will be waiting to catch up with you from the summer. There'll be seniors ready to dream big dreams with you and students to connect community resources to. You'll establish small groups and you'll teach meaningful classroom lessons. Y'all, this is good stuff to look forward to. You'll celebrate big with students and you'll be there when their days are hard too. More student-focused days are around the corner. There is still good and meaningful work to be done. On the days when you're tempted to doubt yourself, kick that imposter syndrome to the curb. You are equipped for this role. You are in the right place. And I am cheering you on. If this was encouraging to you, would you shoot me a DM on Instagram? I love hearing from you and I love knowing that you're listening to the podcast. Pop into my DMs and say hey and let me know that you listened to this back to school pep talk and tell me what resonated with you. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.